Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Even though the football season is still a couple months away, Tom Allen's Indiana Hoosiers have revealed some game times for their upcoming 2017 campaign. The September 9th game, the Hoosiers will head to Charlottesville to take on the Virginia Cavaliers. That game will be shown on the ACC Network Extra at 3:30. Homecoming time is set. October 14th, your Indiana Hoosiers will welcome the Michigan Wolverines and Coach Jim Harbaugh to town. That will be a noon start. The following weekend, the Hoosiers go on the road in the Big Ten Eastern Division. They head to East Lansing to take on the Spartans. Game time on October 21st at Michigan State will either be 3:30 or 4 o'clock. And the following weekend, Indiana heads east to Maryland to take on the Terrapins. Same 3:30 or 4 o'clock game. The television providers for these games will be announced at a later date. The college football cycle, it runs almost 365 days a year now. Don't be surprised if you hear some more schedule updates down the road here to fill some time in the summer. The Hoosiers will open the 2017 season at home at Memorial Stadium when they welcome the Ohio State Buckeyes to town on August 31st. That's a Thursday night game. We know the game time there, 8 p.m., and we know the network, ESPN, to a national TV audience. The Cincinnati Reds wrapped up their road trip yesterday, falling to the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4. Home runs from Joey Votto and Scott Schebler weren't enough, as the Reds bullpen couldn't hold up their end of the bargain for the third night in a row. The Reds return to the radio this weekend starting tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Marty Brenneman's pregame will kick off our weekend. The Reds and Braves, 7:10 is first pitch on Friday night, and then we're back Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, game two of that three-game series. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's about time the NBA Finals got started, and game number one will be tonight in Oakland as the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers get together for the third consecutive NBA Finals. Each team has won a series. Does this make it the rubber match? Let's just hope we have some great basketball to watch as LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love. Last year, the Cavaliers went into Oakland and won games 5 and 7 on the road to turn over a 3-1 deficit and become NBA champions for the first time in Cleveland's history and the first team championship sport for Cleveland since 1964. 2 years ago, it was the Golden State Warriors that blew out an injured Cleveland squad. Remember, Kyrie Irving hurt his knee in game one. Kevin Love missed most of the playoffs, including the entire NBA Finals, and LeBron was forced to be a one-man show. Golden State didn't stand pat. In the offseason, they brought in Kevin Durant to add even more scoring punch to Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry. The Warriors will have home court advantage, but that didn't work out last year as Cleveland came to town and took care of business on the road in Games 5 and in Game 7. So let's hope the third part of this trilogy provides some great theater and some great drama and, most importantly, great basketball. All the NBA Finals will be on ABC, starting with tonight's game at 9 p.m. Game 2 is Sunday night, 8 o'clock, also in Golden State, before the series returns to Cleveland on Wednesday night for Game 3. The Reds return to the radio tomorrow night. They host the Atlanta Braves to open a three-game weekend series. Marty Brenneman's pregame will start at 7 p.m., and the Reds will be back on Saturday afternoon for a 4 o'clock start at the Great American Ballpark. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.